This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Hip-hop's current-day ubiquity can make it hard to appreciate its history. Now, there's a good bit out there that explores that history broadly. Chuck D's Fight the Power, produced in collaboration between the BBC and PBS, comes to mind. Shout out to Public Media. And so do books like Jeff Chang's Can't Stop, Won't Stop, and Questlove's Hip-Hop is History. But getting a handle on how hip-hop culture has developed at the hyper-local level isn't as easy to come by. Whether you're a hip-hop head or someone curious about STL's deep roots in the genre and culture, you're in luck. From now through the end of January at Sophie's Artist Lounge, you can immerse yourself in an exhibition that's focused on St. Louis and how its artists have shaped a sound and culture that spans generations here and far beyond. Christian Blackman is the curator of STL, of 2STL with Love, which she calls part history, part tribute, part vibe. And she joins us now to talk about it. Christian, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and congratulations on this.
Thank you so much.
The introduction to this exhibition states, 2STL with Love is exactly what it sounds like, a love letter to St. Louis hip hop. So if it's a love letter, I would love to hear, what was love at first sound for you when it comes to hip hop?
Oh, yeah. So I'm truly, born in the 80s, grew up in the 90s. So the era that a lot of people call that golden era. But I'm truly a lover of hip hop. I'm a true hip hop head. Probably when I first heard, when I first saw Salt and Pepper, looking super fly in the Push It video, the pivot to like probably when I first saw Nas's video for Ain't Too Hard to Tell, when I saw Black Moons, who got the props specifically, and Gangstars, those probably were like very pivotal, like, oh, I'm really into this hip hop thing. But from there, you know, growing up, you know, it wasn't like now where you can just go to social media and quickly have access to all, you know, all the stars, or, you know, you had to, I watched videos, I had all the magazines, I read all the articles, things like that. Mm-hmm. And as far as St. Louis hip hop specifically, though, I was one that was going to a lot of the hip hop nights. So going to Blueberry Hills, the Science, High Point, stuff that was happening at Cicero's when Cicero's was still in existence and had shows. Del Mar Lounge, which is now Session Taco in the Loop. All of those different spots and others that I didn't name was just a way for me to really get immersed in the culture, checking out, you know, freestyle battles, DJ spins. When they would have a lot of different shows at the pageant, when they would have different hip-hop things there. So all of those different places grew my love for St. Louis hip-hop specifically, already being, like I said, a lover of hip-hop. And as far as for me, when it pivoted into me being able to curate, it was just, again, my love of the arts. So my love for poetry as well, my love for words. And so that was really kind of a real easy transition to me knowing poets, me knowing artists was a plus. But it was a way for me to creatively express myself and my love for specifically for Black culture, for Black art, and hip hop being one of those things.
And you are a St. Louis native, right?
I am. Yeah.
In everything that you have described, I'm thinking about the magazines, for instance. Mm-hmm. My parents owned a variety store, and so we would have those magazines at the store, and kids would, you know, come and look at them. What was the very first piece that you decided would be part of this multimedia exhibition?
First, the idea was I definitely wanted it to be like museum-esque. So I knew I wanted to have all these different components. So I wanted to have original work, not just original work, but I also wanted to have artifacts, memorabilia, merchandise, vinyl, cassettes, anything that folks had. So the very first thing that I probably got was some CDs. from someone. And it's just from there, it just kind of grew. But I did specific ask to folks, and then I also did a general call, public call. Mm-hmm. But I did some specific ask to folks for folks that I had relationships with, artists that I knew.
For instance,
I reached out to like Tef Poe, I reached out to Damon Davis, I reached out to G Wiz, I reached out to Bates, I reached out to Trackstar, John Harrington, like.
Yes,
to name some,
who's who's.
So I named like really, yeah, who's of folks within hip hop. I reached out to Finsta.
How did they respond to this mm-hmm. ask?
Like just super open and like yeah, they were like excited. They were like, oh yeah, let me know what you need. And then once I start talking to them more about, hey, this is the idea, this is what I wanted to, what I wanted to look like, this is what I'm going for, they were all in. They were all in, they were excited to look for stuff. You know, I also reached out to Larry Moore's Lifestyle, and so it became where they were having excitement with, like, going through, digging through their stuff to find things. Mm-hmm. And then even after, like, hey, I found some more stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So super excited. Honored that I even thought of them, wanted to include them, and I'm naming as many as I can think right now, but there was so many more folks that I saw that I reached out to. But then even when I did the general call, mm-hmm. so the public call, it was the same thing, like, hey, this is specifically what I'm looking for. And everybody just wanted to participate, wanted to be a part of it. But a lot of folks was like, I wasn't really sure what you were going to do with all this stuff once you got it. So once folks came to actually see the exhibition, once it was up, the response, I had a feeling it would be a good response, but I was blown away by the response. Like, people were truly just so excited, so emotional, so just very thankful and honored to see this. Because we haven't seen anything like this specifically lifting up hip-hop in the mm-hmm. city.
Well, that brings up an interesting point, because in 2023, the St. Louis Art Museum presented a major exhibition called The Culture, right? Hip-hop and Contemporary Art in the 21st Century. And there's even like a panoramic photo mm-hmm. of so many people who are part of St. Louis's hip-hop community. What inspired this particular exhibition? And what did the collaboration with the Kranzberg Foundation, what did that look like?
Yeah. So again, prior to this one, you know, I've done other hip hop type of shows and exhibitions. So my I Still Love Her was a celebration of women in hip hop. You know, I've curated something around celebrating the contributions of Tupac. So just to name those things. I wanted to do this show in 2023 as well to align with the 50th year of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, things work out how they're supposed to. The For the Culture event, the Culture event was an amazing, beautiful exhibition. And so I knew that I also didn't want to rush what I had in mind. So that was also the 10th year of I Still Lovers exhibition, which I already had up. So that was my first time actually working with the Kranzberg.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to do, I did two exhibitions. I did one at Herb Arts, which has been my curation home, really, so to speak, where I got my start. And I also did it at with the Kranzberg at Hilo. So I'd already had that going on, and I wanted to do this, you know, one to celebrate St. Louis hip hop culture as a whole. But again, I didn't want to rush it. So I was like, no, I'm going to put a pin in it for now. I'm going to take some more time. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I did pitch it and let Kranzberg know, like, hey, this is, I'm thinking about doing this.
Right. And quickly, I Still Love Her. That series is about women in mm-hmm. hip hop, right?
Celebrating women's contributions to hip hop. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things very quickly, when you got that response, what was the thing that first came to mind for you about what makes STL Hip Hop special?
That we are, just how innovative and creative we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we have a lot of influences from all over the country, while also having our own, you know, just natural way in which we do things.
Yeah. And we're going to actually pick up with that
when we
come back. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back very shortly to continue this conversation. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
If you have a smart speaker, you have access to the entire world of NPR and St. Louis Public Radio. All the latest news and all the captivating stories. Activate our voices with yours by telling your smart speaker to play St. Louis Public Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Elaine Cha. Let's return to our conversation with Christian Blackman. Chris is the curator of 2STL with Love, and multimedia arts exhibition, an experience that honors the history and legacy of St. Louis's hip-hop culture. Before the break, we were talking about what makes St. Louis hip-hop history and its culture so distinct. One of the things that really struck me is community's role. You were describing asking folks for some of their items and how enthusiastic they were to give them to you. That reflects a great deal of trust. Mm-hmm. Is that a hallmark of what STL's hip-hop culture is?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's St. Louis period, right? So people putting trust in me for these items, you know, some stuff that people hold very dear to them, very close to them.
Mm-hmm. Is there an example of something particularly precious?
A lot of the stuff that Trackstar had that was given to me is stuff that he specifically had placed in specific places in his home. He invited me into his home to look through the stuff with him. I could pick things out. Going to with Agile and Crucial, they were folks that I reached out to as well, and letting me come to their home, them bringing items, Crucial bringing all type of items, him donating his MPC 2000 to be in the exhibition, mm-hmm. The first one that he had, like stuff like that.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And then just all of the different things that people had, like lifestyle was like, hey, I found these VHS tapes, I found these different things. Stuff that people has had for years. Finsta donating, having the table, the mic stand, the stools from High Point at Monday nights at High Point. So like very, 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 you know, sentimental, very important things really to like document time and history. So the community, absolutely. And people, me having the relationships definitely mean something to folks. And people trusting me, trusting what I'm going, you know, that I'm going to do right with it, right? That it was going to be something that was going to turn out to be something beautiful, that I was going to have the right intention with it, the right thoughtfulness around it. I think that definitely mattered. And as far as St. Louis, you know, yes, the community is definitely one thing. Like, you know, St. Louis is a city where, you know, you hear all about, oh, it's divided this, divided, but from what I know very often is, it's a very beautiful, connected community that runs very, very deep, where there's a lot of beautiful relationships that, like with folks that I've met through the arts or met through hip hop, have now become some of my dearest friends, right? And as far as like St. Louis specifically, like how, you know, we have been innovative. We have been contributors to not just on a national level, even a global level. We have influenced a lot, but unfortunately, you know, we're in St. Louis, we're the Midwest, you know, we're not the coast, we're not New York, we're not LA, we're not even Chicago to some, right? Where there's already a bias, or so to speak, when it comes to hip hop, where if you're not from the coast, then you don't have something to say, or it's not as valuable or not as talented. You know, you may have, and that's for the Midwest and the South, unless you're maybe from like Atlanta or maybe from Chicago, or maybe even Detroit. But like, just like a lot of cities, St. Louis has a very, very deep history of just the arts in general, right? From jazz to rock and roll, like we have been cultivators and creators of a lot, and hip hop is no different.
Mm-hmm. And that has fed into what hip hop is and what it continues to
absolutely
become.
Absolutely,
right?
This continuum of a thing, and also placing a mark on St. Louis history as well, and St. Louis culture, mm-hmm. Not just specific to hip hop, but how it has also influenced a lot of everything in the city. Period. Mm-hmm.
One of the things in your artist statement, it refers not only to the vibe, but also to movement, how STL moves.
Mm-hmm.
How is that shown or illustrated in the exhibit, or maybe in events that will be happening around it?
Yeah. So A couple things. One, the intersection that I hinted to a little bit, but just even with some of the artists that are in there themselves, like the intersection between, you know, activism and social justice, that's also tied with a lot of the artists and hip hop in general, a lot of folks from the hip hop community. So that's one piece. Like, you see that. Like, you see folks that were part of the Ferguson uprising that were responded to the tornado, like all of these different pieces, and even pre that, mm-hmm. right? So showing that intersection between activism and the arts, and particularly hip hop in this case. So you see that. And then just again, just the way in which I put the exhibit together, like as far as like how it flows, how people view it, how people take it in, was all intentional too. And I think a lot of people have picked up on that, or at least felt that. And even when I go into deeper detail, since when I do tours of it, people are really understanding that, and I'm able to talk more about, you know, why things looked a particular way, felt a particular way, which was a lot for me to do with this particular exhibit. This is the biggest exhibit I've ever curated, with so many different type of things that were submitted to be in the show. So I was definitely challenged, but I asked for that challenge. And so I was happy to take it on. And I really think what came out in the end turned out to be something really incredible.
Is there a certain piece that you found visitors asking you most frequently about?
A lot of the stuff that is in the cases inside of Sophie. So mm-hmm. I mentioned Crucial's Beat Machine. G-Wiz has a turntable in there. There's some stuff in there from DJ Cut, legendary DJ. So a lot of those pieces.
Like the equipment.
The actual equipment.
Yeah.
So like, again, that was something that I had in mind. Like, I would love to have these type of pieces. So the fact that I was able to, like, you know, this is real equipment that people have used or are still using. Mm-hmm. The fact that Tef has his gas mask from the Ferguson Uprising is in the show. Things like that. The fact that there is, I mentioned it already, but the table, the stools from High Point, the mirror that was at Blank Space, in the bathroom, things like that. People are like, oh, and having a lot of curiosity around that. But just the overall show, like, people were just struck by everything that's in it, from the different interactive pieces to the mural that was done by Domir, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful mural that he did. So, yeah, there's a lot of things in that people have asked me about. And just, but the main question has just been the overall, like, how did you bring this all together?
It's been
the number one question.
How many pieces are in this exhibition?
Oh, that's a great question. Definitely over probably 100 or so, mm-hmm. I would like to think. And there was still pieces that didn't make the show, just for the sake of, we didn't have enough room, which is funny because I went in thinking, am I even going to have enough stuff to even fill these walls?
Yeah.
And I had more stuff. And then I still had people hitting me up after the show was up, like, hey, I got some more stuff. Or, hey, do you have room for something else? So I'm sharing that to show how much this was received and taken in, and how people wanted to participate and wanted things to be showcased in a way. And I think part of it is because of how it was put together.
Okay.
I'm so thankful. I'm also shouting out Brandon that works at Kranzberg, who helped me with the install. He was the one that I pitched ideas off of how we were going to, you know, literally hang things on the wall, which is important for me. Like, that's a part of the curation process, is how it's placed. How are people coming in? What, when they come into different entry points to the show, what are they seeing? How are they taking it in? So that's very important to me in any show that I do, but in particularly for this show.
Mm-hmm. The intentionality that really went into that.
Of particular artists that I had placed next to other artists, how I wanted each wall to feel when people viewed it, all those different things.
Mm-hmm. And as we close here, is there something about this exhibition that you put together in order, maybe not so much to counter, but to add more nuance to this narrative that hip hop's golden age was in the past, that it was in the 90s, you know, with Nelly and the St. Lunatics mm-hmm. in particular?
Yeah. So I wanted this exhibition to be all-encompassing. So I definitely want to show, like for instance, like I mentioned G-Wiz, because G-Wiz has stuff dating back to late 70s, early 80s. But I wanted to have stuff up current. So I wanted people to see, you know, icons and legends and, you know, folks that were popular mainstream, like a Nelly, like a Chingy, but I wanted people to also see the underground, independent, battle culture, like all of these different elements. I wanted folks to see the influence of graffiti art and dance and all of that, the venues that we did these things. So all of that stuff was important. And also to bring it up to now, so there are current artists that are doing stuff now, because I wanted folks to come in and to learn history and to be, to reminisce, to have those feelings of nostalgia, but to also to see, hey, like, this is, we're still going, right? And to, for folks to be influenced, for young people to come in and see this, to learn the history, but also be influenced, and to also see folks' journey, right? Mm-hmm. So there's some artists in there that you're seeing some of their very, very young stuff when they just started out, to where they have grown over the years, or for some decades, to where they are now, to see that nice, you know, journey for those artists too, I think was an important piece to add as well, so folks can see how long folks have been doing stuff, but then also the blood, sweat, and tears that were put in to get to where we are now, where there was at one point where there were venues that didn't allow hip-hop artists to perform. They didn't want to see hip-hop. They didn't want to hear hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily unique to St. Louis. That's been a thing for hip-hop, period. But I definitely wanted folks to see the importance of hip-hop and its influence on culture and how important it is to the city. And real quick before we, and also, like, just with the erasure right now, the climate of the erasure of the arts in so many different ways, I think it was also extremely important to be able to have a show like this where we're able to archive our stuff and tell our own story. Mm-hmm.
Christian Blackman is the curator of the multimedia art exhibition To STL With Love. It will be up through January at Sophie's Artist Lounge in Grand Center. For more information, visit our website. That's stlonair.show. Christian, thank you so much,
thank you.
Best of luck with the rest of the exhibition's run.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
This episode was produced by Elaine Shaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.